This is a Discovery Health podcast. Get the latest health news and tips on living well at discoveryhealth.com. This podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to hold meetings over the internet. Reduce travel expenses, save time. Just hold an online meeting with GoToMeeting. Try it free. Visit gotomeeting.com/discoveryhealth.
Hello, I'm Camilla Carr for Discovery Health. Today we're talking with Dr. Marisa Weiss. She is president and founder of breastcancer.org. She is the co-author of Taking Care of Your Girls, and she's been a breast cancer physician for 20 years. Dr. Weiss, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about your latest book. It's Taking Care of Your Girls. This was a collaboration with your daughter, correct?
Yeah, we thought that the best way to tackle this really personal, sensitive, important, and fun topic was to have both the peer-to-peer, the girl-to-girl perspective, as well as the doctor-mom perspective to give the information, to share the personal experience, to weave in all these great stories and quotes from girls, 3,000 girls that contribute to the development of the book, and to really strike up a active conversation about a topic that is very much on girls' minds and it's very visible.
What inspired the book?
What inspired the book were my patients' concerns about their own daughters. And I have a lot of women I love in my life and young ones too. And I saw how much they were struggling with puberty, you know, that puberty is coming on earlier and earlier. And and breast development is the first step in puberty. It's the most visible aspect of puberty. It's the last step in the completion of puberty. All in the magazines and movies and TV and everywhere, and pictures and print ads, there's breasts everywhere. And then you see these extreme makeover shows that make big breasts even bigger. And I could see also that girls get very worried about breast cancer since it's so prevalent. Women are most influential in our girls' lives, teachers, principals, moms, best friends' moms. And breast cancer is the most common cancer to affect women, and it turns out that 75% of girls have someone close to them who's been diagnosed. And when you have the pink ribbon on your yogurt, on your cereal box, and all over the place, girls start worrying about it. Just all the attention to breast cancer makes girls think, oh my God, I'm going to get it too.
You mentioned 3,000 girls contributed to the book. Did you do a survey?
We went into 7 schools in Philadelphia and Atlanta, and before we went in to do this full school assembly program for girls in schools, they completed a 25-page online survey as homework. And so we took all of their questions, their answers, their concerns, and their shared stories, and we used the book to answer all those questions and weave in their stories just to make it real and to make girls feel more comfortable sharing this information and to let them know they're not alone in their concerns.
What was it like working with your daughter? You mentioned that this was a fun book.
It is. It was a great experience to work with Isabel because it was a 2-year project over a time of her life when she was changing, you know, month to month herself. And it was a great opportunity for us to engage in a dialogue about all of these topics. Breast development, size and shape, your posture, how you dress yourself, how you present yourself, the bras you're wearing, you know, push up, push down, minimizer, maximizer. How do you handle teasing? Isabel has 2 brothers that are, and they have a very lively relationship. And how do you handle breast cancer fears? You know, she's been part of breastcancer.org, my organization, since the beginning. My mother had breast cancer. Other people in my family, she's worried about it. So sharing her concerns and also making sure that our family is eating well and drinking well and taking care of ourselves, that's a regular focus. So there were so many different ways to share with her and to discover things with her through the writing of the book. And I think it makes the book a lot richer because not only do we have the peer-to-peer perspective and the doctor-mom perspective, but we show by our own example how moms and daughters can talk to each other. And it's not always smooth.
How did this change your relationship with her?
It deepened it. I mean, I have a much greater respect and admiration for her because she's actually a great writer and editor. And she's very honest and thoughtful person. So when she shared her girl-to-girl perspectives about her own experience, it was just right from the heart, authentic, high integrity. Like it was no BS. and I can really see, you know, she's got a lot of independent feelings, and she's also entitled to her privacy. She shared a lot of things, but not everything with me. And I can see that she shares a lot with her friends and her cousin and things she doesn't want to share with me, and that's fine. So it was very interesting.
This podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting, the web-based tool that lets you hold instant online meetings from your office, conference room, or home office with people anywhere in the world, so you can do more and travel less, which means you can save money and make more money. Try GoToMeeting free. Visit GoToMeeting.com/discoveryhealth.
What are some of the most common questions, concerns from women, girls regarding breasts, and men?
Well, girls all want to know when their breasts are going to start developing, how long it takes to finish developing, and when they can know that they're full size. And so the answer to that is that the average age of breast development starting is around 10, 11, but for a lot of girls it happens earlier. It takes on average 4 years for most of the visible growth to occur, but really 10 years from the first steps of growing breasts to the finishing touches for the construction projects of your girls, your breasts to develop. And during those 10 years, you want to be careful of what you're eating, what you're drinking, the air you breathe. Those are the building blocks for the foundation of your future breast health. You're using those things to build your breast tissue. And so it's a great opportunity during those years to really eat right, take care of yourself, be physically active, keep your weight in check, have fun, and set in place healthy habits that you can keep going through a lifetime. And also, you know, understand what it's like to go from a big girl to a young woman to a mature woman, and how your life really is your greatest gift. And yes, it's your responsibility to take care of yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. You can, our book, Taking Care of Your Girls, really helps enormously. Reach out to your mom, your other women, your family, teachers, people in school, Discovery Health for answers to your questions.
In your book, Taking Care of Your Girls, what kinds of topics do you cover?
We cover everything from where your breast tissue comes from, the development of the breast tissue, starting from in utero to the first steps in puberty and the last steps in puberty. We cover the noticing changes, outside changes like stretch marks and nipple hair and rashes and breakouts and itches, to inside changes, those lumps and bumps, the things that happen during your menstrual cycle right beforehand and right after the breast gets smaller. How do you handle lopsidedness? We look at your posture, how you present yourself. How do you handle teasing from family, from friends, from people in school, from wherever? And how do you practice breast health? How do you think pink and live green? How the environment inside your body is in a direct loop, directly connected to your environment outside your body. And how do you get your questions answered? Sort of, how do you start talking about things that are so personal, private, embarrassing, and awkward?
If you could change anything about how we as a society regard breasts, what would it be?
I would say for each girl to celebrate who she is, that there's no correct breast size or shape, that be patient with your body. Your body has a plan of action. It will take its time to develop over time, and just enjoy this exciting time in your life when you're going from from you're growing up. And reach out to people who are in your life to share part of your experience while still protecting your privacy. And, really realize that your life is your greatest gift and you don't have to protect it all on your own. And we want you to have fun and celebrate who you are.
Dr. Weiss, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
For Discovery Health, I'm Camilla Carr.